Like to do a song from our new album now, which is a song from Stevie Nicks called Rhiannon.
This is a song about a Welsh witch. Rhiannon rings like a bell through the night. Oh, would you love to love her?
Welcome to Seeking Derangements. This is a free episode. Today, me, Jacket Hessa, are going to be answering some of your calls. If you want to leave a voicemail for us, you can find that phone number in the episode description and get a bonus episode every week on our Patreon, patreon.com/seeking.
I love that
derangements.
Yeah, that's patreon.com/seekingderangements.
Thanks so much.
And if you would like to subscribe to us, y'all, it would really be helpful because we
That's
love
amazing.
You and we need you to keep listening. And if you don't stop listening, we're really going to be really sad.
We're going to be pissed.
We're going to be pissed, actually, and kill you. So, parody, but...
Well, I am told
you. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is anyone going to wish me good luck or say...
I don't really care anymore. I don't really believe you. I'm going to be honest. I'll be totally honest. Completely honest about this one. I'm not really believing it, Hessa. And even
Why?
If you even if you do, so I have COVID and the doctors told me it's worse than yours.
You're lying.
I don't.
No, they literally I went into the doctor right after you and they were like, "Yeah, do you see her? She's lying." And I was like, "I
and
know."
What?
They were like, "Look at
you
her.
Don't
She's
don't even know what the doctor's office is called."
Aperture. The trans one, Aperture, or Colin Lord, one of those. I know you're going,
you're going to Colin Lord
or Aperture, the trans doctors. You're not going to get that over on me, Missy. I know where you people go.
I was thinking the trans one when you were literally right before you said Aperture. I was like the trans one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Aperture or Colin Lord, but I guess they're for gay guys too.
Did you go with all your best trannies?
Can straight people go to Aperture or Colin Lord?
There's a bunch of normal guys there every time.
They're not
normal.
You
call your best friend.
They're not normal. There's
just an old Chinese guy in there, like waiting in there.
They might be normal. I think any like cis straight appearing guy going to Aperture probably just got sucked off by a guy and is scared he has HIV. And that's why he went there. I feel like that's the vibe. They're totally overrun by straight guys who think HIV is transmitted once, most likely through head, getting sucked off once by a gay guy.
When you're at the doctor office for the transgender people, Hessa, do you say, "Hey, my fellow trannies," to like other trans people?
Is it
kind of like the same way where like gay people say "fag" to each other?
Yeah, it's exactly like that. I'm so glad you asked.
Yeah.
She is not faking this COVID, okay?
She's
sorry,
faking
I just need to, I just need the, I need the listeners to
she's
have a counter argument
it.
Right here. She's laying down.
Why would I fake it?
She's in her robe.
For
she
sympathy,
never wears a robe
for sympathy.
Recording.
And so you can say, "Guys, I can't record. Guys, can you handle this recording?"
I never even asked to not record. I never even asked not to record. I never even asked.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm being attacked. I'm being unfairly maligned.
I believe that you have COVID.
I got a test at Aperture when I went in for my blood work.
Look, Ben, I know
I'm gonna need to see those results, Tessa.
She's really being honest. She texted me this morning. Let me read it to y'all. She said, "Hey, Jacques, I have COVID."
Yeah, it's,
stop.
He loves,
I'm
it's,
reading.
It, Jacques is so bad at it. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, it's
Read the
me,
text.
Hessa. I've got COVID, frown face. But the good thing is that I'm still funny, LOL. Well, I'll see you two in recording. Mid-length hair, bitch, out.
Nope, see,
that's
you
true.
Lost
I
it.
I did actually send that. I'm
you
ab-
she ends a lot
is,
of
you
her
absolutely, you absolutely lost it. You have such a singular way of speaking that whenever you try to imitate someone, you just end up sounding more like yourself somehow.
I don't know what's the problem, because there's one girl I always do an imitation of her, and she doesn't sound like this, but I'm always like, oh, hey, it's me, blank.
You're always like, hey, DJ, gonna burn this goddamn house right now.
Yeah, this bitch does have COVID. Look at her weak little brain trying to thumble through this course of obstacles.
We were talking about that earlier.
It's crazy. COVID does make you stupid, though. I keep hearing it's like the third or fourth time you have COVID, like the neurological impacts of it like compound, and then you're like dumb for the rest of your life or something. That's why I don't get tested anymore. It's true. They told me at Aperture today. I did. I literally went in after you.
I literally
was there after you at the one in the West Village.
Look, stop playing.
It's not in the West Village.
Hessa, stop playing victim. Stop playing the victim.
Yeah, stop playing the fucking victim, Hessa.
And stop being selfish.
I'm
just
sick
because
of
our friend Ben deserves trans health care too.
Not just the trans.
Let me tell y'all something right now, and this is really important that everyone who's listening to this podcast hears this.
Oh, they're listening. Well, there's trans out there listening for sure.
Mid length hair.
Oh my God, stop with the mid length hair thing.
Stop.
It's not even funny. It's not funny.
No, stop. Don't tell me what's funny because I've read comments before. But anyway,
unfortunately, you have. Very unfortunate for all of us here. Can we talk about the comment debacle? It's really funny.
Let me start off with what I was trying to say.
All right.
Ben is probably standing in the front of the Appalachia Health Office for Transgender Women being like, excuse me, but this mid-length hair woman needs help immediately. She is stupid from COVID.
Again, that's exactly the and way then, you only you sound and only something you would do. But I do want to say the Appalachia Trans Health Center would be a crazy place.
Yeah, that would be really
fucking nuts. Hessa, did you know there's a place in Colorado? I forget what it's called. It's like this
Trinidad
small little town. Yeah, Trinidad, Colorado, where like they have, it's like a crazy like
Mecca for trans people.
For trans women in particular, because like there was a doctor there who was pioneering trans affirmative healthcare or whatever we call it nowadays.
Whatever horrible bullshit phrase we use for it.
And it's crazy because it's like in the mountains and like Colorado and like, you know,
in the middle of nowhere
and sell these dolls.
We should do a special report for
I've
there.
Been. Oh, You've I've been. Been. Mm-hmm.
Is it all trans?
I said, what the hell is going on over here?
Like, this is my waking nightmare.
Something's kind of fishy out here. Well,
I want to confess about something. I've undergone a transgender surgery that I've never talked about till this moment right now.
Okay, so I see everyone's lying about being sick today. Go ahead.
Stop. First of all, I am not
physically sick, Ben.
First of all, I'm not physically sick, but Ben, you're the last one to argue that I am not sick in the head.
No, you're totally fucked up in the head. Never.
Well, then don't tell me I'm not sick.
Wait, John,
then
can
don't
I
ever tell me I'm not
can
sick?
Can I tell the listeners about our fight last week, please?
If you promise
not to get emotional, can we leave?
Yes,
can we leave the emotions at the door? Can we have an HR conversation?
Well, can I at least say one thing before we start?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I had transgender surgery so that I could become a human from a pig. I used to be a pig. Big pink.
And you had transgender
species.
Surgery, pig. PTH.
trans pig human feminization story special
pig to female.
I don't know what the
It's a female PTF.
Well, you did PTN, pig to non-binary.
I got PTF, pig to female, baby. I went straight from pig straight to woman.
So, guys, before we get to the call, there are a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that we don't talk about that I personally always want to talk about because they're oftentimes
You're the last person that wants to talk about them.
If I could just talk. Oftentimes, some of the funniest things that happen on this show are things that we can't really talk about because certain emotions are a little too raw, some people are too high, etc. But this past week, there was one that I think we can unearth without any big meltdowns. So there was a comment. There was a comment that was left on the page. And I didn't... I'm just bringing this up out of the blue. I was really not expecting to talk about this one today. But it's pretty funny. So someone left a comment on our Patreon.
Okay, first after... of all, I just want to say that if someone says anything mean to me on the Patreon, they're allowed to. They pay.
They're paying customers.
Yeah, but so what? I'm not allowed to say something bad to them?
I think you should be allowed to fight back.
No, you're not. You're not allowed to threaten our listeners. You're not allowed to threaten our listeners.
Jug,
when you work, yeah, until they're not, and then we get fucking sued. So, Jug,
No, look.
No, you shut up. No, no, no.
When I tell someone to watch their back, that's an expression of care and consideration for me to
be careful.
Be careful of the impending danger.
Because it's implied I'm going to kill you.
No, did I say that at all?
Also, I do want to underscore here, Jock, that you completely misread this comment as an insult, and it was an evident joke. And this person was in fact trying to support you, and you told them that they better fix their fucking attitude if they want to comment on the show, and that they better watch their fucking back.
Okay.
And so I was just like, Jock, can we please...
That's helpful advice.
Can we please not... shut the hell up. And thank you. I was like, Jock, can we please not... Look, it's a very simple ask. Let's just not make anything that could be construed as a threat to the listeners.
Can you come forward if I ever threaten you?
Me? Many times. You have threatened me many times. Physically.
Why would I be talking to you?
Emotionally.
Do you think I'm talking to the listener? You shut up. Just go. Just keep talking. I'm about to have
listeners.
I have been threatened by, I will join that class action. I have been threatened by Jock Onslin many times in my life for tiny things.
Back me up here. I have never once threatened you or him.
I don't know if I can back you up there.
Yeah.
Okay, I just, what happened to our deep friendship that me and Hesse spoke?
He's about to threaten you now, Hesse. There's a threat coming.
Watch. Here's the opposite.
If you don't back me up when I say I have never threatened anyone, I'm going to fucking kill you, Hesse.
Here's the opposite of a threat. Here's a compliment. Me, Hesse, I love you, and it was so wonderful to talk to you into the midnight hours. Me and Hesse, we don't get to talk as often as we would like to because we're strange sisters. And
we live differently. We're star-crossed. We're different sides of the country.
I mean, like y'all, I'm gonna say a fact that is really that is crazy. It's just a crazy fact. And Hesse, I think about this all the time, and I know that we know each other very deeply and we're besties and stuff. But like, me and Hesse have only spent a total of 3 hours together IRL ever, and it was only twice.
It's crazy to think about.
And we shared we were so fucked up, and we shared an Uber back after the last live show. And it was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
I just unlocked a blackout. Okay, Ben, I'll let you continue with this.
No, I mean, that's really it.
No,
I'm just saying.
I deserve to threaten anyone who I please.
Nope, you don't. You actually don't. That's actually something you're not allowed to do at your job. When you worked at Company Burger, let's say, okay, let me run a hypothetical past you, Jock. When you were working the counter at Company Burger, and let's say a person came in and literally gave you a compliment. And you said to them, you better fix your fucking attitude if you're going to come in here. And in the meantime, watch your fucking back. What do you think would have happened?
I think it would be fine.
It probably would have been fine. It probably would have been totally fine.
It probably would have been completely fine. And I want to point out something.
That was a bad hypothetical.
I've already kind of done something like that, and they actually backed me up and said I was justified to act like that.
Okay.
My coworkers. But then also, one time my boss came up behind me with one of those little electric tennis rackets that you use to kill bugs, and I was making a milkshake, and he got me in the elbow.
All right, let's say this then. Wait, if you're allowed to threaten the customers, I'm allowed to literally shock you.
Well, no, I turned, everyone in the restaurant turned because I screamed. I said, what the fuck, goddammit? I was making a milkshake. I spilled the milkshake, chocolate milkshake, all over the wall, over the floor. I was like, what the fuck? I pointed at the kitchen manager, and I was like, if you ever fucking touch me again, I swear to God, I will fucking kill you in front of your ugly family, you ugly motherfucker.
Well, I mean, he shocked you, so it's okay. You know.
He was fucking annoying, but I mean, that's
whatever. Let's get to some calls. Let's
in shock with their.
I now believe you're not lying about being sick because you're clearly in some kind of addled state where you're not making any sense.
Why is she in an addled state? What made you barely
coherent today? Actually,
it's insane.
Actually,
you might have
more wrong with you than just COVID.
It seems like Hessa transferred.
You should go back to that trans doctor and say, "What the hell did you miss today?" I'm acting like a huge bitch.
It's like a Freaky Friday swap. It's like a Freaky Friday swap. I took all of Hessa's coherency.
Yeah.
Out of her, and now I'm the coherent one. And Hessa
coherent now.
I mean, smart, you dumb, you cough, idiot, bitch, mid-length hair, whore.
All right. Let's.
I'm sorry.
Hessa, let's get to
I didn't
some.
Mean to call you a whore.
It's okay.
Let's get to some calls. We've got quite a few to go through, guys. If you want to leave us a voicemail with a request for advice or, you know, relationships, if you want to leave us a threatening voicemail, that number is 332-203-8247. And let me get these up here, guys. You feel ready to? You feel like we're clearly firing on all cylinders.
And if you
want to
leave me
ready to give our listeners
a threatening voicemail,
this is one of the sharpest we've ever been.
I'm sharper than both of you dinglings. So. I'm a knife and y'all are a fucking piece of silly putty.
All right. Let's get this. Let's hear this first one. Oh my God.
Hi, everyone. So my roommate and I got into it about whether it's weird to be attracted to yourself. Mm-hmm. He's a gay man and I'm straight. He said that he got turned on looking at himself in the mirror while lifting at the gym.
Oh,
I asked if he was dissociating.
Oh, no.
Like, was he viewing it?
No, he was tapped
another in. Hot dude, or was he attracted to specifically himself? And he said, no. In fact, it was specifically a turn on because it was him, and he expressed his interest in fucking his own doppelganger on multiple occasions. So my question is this a normal gay experience, or is my roommate just a bit strange? Love you all. Thank you.
Love you.
It's a normal gay experience, sadly.
You think it's a totally normal gay experience?
Well, that's in the trans community, we call that AGP.
AGP, what's that stand for? April.
It's
great.
Wait, Jock, no. Jock, guess what AGP stands for.
Guess what it stands for.
Apple, grape, potato.
Use some context clues instead of guessing food. Potato. Use some context clues.
No, you got it on first guess.
I wish I knew a trans girl named whose name again with a P, because I can think April Grace and then Penelope. If we knew a trans,
well, no, surely there's at least one.
What is this?
As the
age something?
Autogynephile is what it stands for.
Oh my god, that literally is something that that one girl has as her name. I never knew what that meant.
Autogynephiles, yeah, it's April's Twitter name. I think it's normal I to never be attracted understood. To yourself unless you're trans, and then it's really bad.
I thought that was just some weird European name. I thought she was just like some kind of weird German or Dutch or something, and that was her last name.
It's a play on words.
I don't like being played. So, to answer this person, I mean, you should be concerned. You should be worried about your roommate trying to fuck himself.
I think if this guy
just
has
just because something's normal doesn't mean it's okay.
Okay, that's an interesting take. Ben, what were you saying?
I was gonna say if this guy has a brother or something, that brother should be scared. If he has any friends who look like him, I would back away.
Do you get turned on looking at yourself in the mirror?
He does. He took him too long to answer. Yes, it does.
Too long to answer.
It's okay. You don't have to be embarrassed about your weird freak lifestyle where you masturbate to yourself in the mirror. That's a good way to be confident. Listeners, if you're out there masturbating, try taking a look in the mirror and see if you enjoy it more. And
yeah,
if you do.
It could be really good or really bad. It could be
also. I think that. To the viewer out there, my best advice is that you and your roommate go to therapy. Separately, of course, but in general. Because if you're living with a guy like that, then you probably have some
with
issues.
With a gay guy? I think it's fine. I really don't think it's that big.
I think it's totally fine. I do think it's a little weird to admit it to your straight roommate. But then maybe you guys are close enough and you're just kind of broing out. And, you know, he's just sharing some experience he had at the gym. I think it's pretty normal for gay guys to admire themselves too much, to kind of, you know, check out their angles a lot in the mirror, kind of Patrick Bateman style, like just stare at themselves. Once it gets to like, someone is explicitly saying they want to fuck themselves or fuck their doppelganger. Personally, I think it's a little weird. I don't think it's a problem. And
fuck your doppelganger, Ben?
I was going to say, it's definitely not how all gay guys feel, because I would absolutely be terrified of my doppelganger.
Well, they say, famously, if you ever meet your doppelganger, there's only two productive things you can do. Either fight it or fuck it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would absolutely end up getting in some insane bitch fight with my doppelganger for sure.
God, actually,
and I'm saying this, I have seen
actually,
gay, I have
would
seen
love
gay guys
to
who
fight
look...
myself. Oh my
God. Jacques versus Jacques.
Sorry, just the idea first of
would
having
be
sex
such
with
a
myself.
Dirty match.
Whatever. Which is whatever. See, it's already a dirty match having sex with myself. Fighting myself is like Tyson versus Tyson, and we bite both of each other's ears off.
Yeah.
Also, little question for the listener: have sex with your doppelganger or your Oppenheimer? Let us know.
Well, yeah,
in
would
the
you
comments.
Rather have sex with your doppelganger or your Oppenheimer? That's a good question.
I think that an Oppenheimer.
Sound off in the comments.
Oppenheimer is defined as someone who looks the exact opposite of you.
Oh, that's how you define it.
That's pretty smart, Jack. That's pretty good. Yeah.
But Oppenheimer is the opposite of a doppelganger.
And that's
where the word op comes from. And I'm so happy that I can.
You kind of cracked the code there. I thought you were going nowhere with that, but I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. You kind of tore that one open.
I told y'all, motherfuckers. Nice job, I came in concentrated. I'm like cold brew today, y'all. I'm thick and I'm dark.
There are times where I even see a gay guy who kind of looks like me, and I'm just like, no, I don't like this.
I love
one
when
bit.
I see gay guys that look like Ben,
really?
Because I screenshot them on Grindr, and I'm like, y'all, look at this imitation Ben. I wish I could. Ben, do you remember when me and Ben are part of a group chat of a bunch of our old Denver friends, and we call it the Old Testament. And I feel like a long time ago, Ben, do you remember me sending a picture into the Grindr or a picture from Grindr onto the group chat of a doppelganger? And I'm like,
yeah, it was a guy. It was a woman who looked like Steven. And Steven.
No, no, no.
Looks
it
like
was
me.
It was a man that looked like you. That
That he, no, I don't remember. I think, back to the listener here, I think it's totally fine for your friend to do this. It's a little weird he would tell you. But again, like, it's one of those things that gay guys do that is just...
It sounds like he wants to have sex with you.
You just got
to
deal...
I think he's telling his roommate that he wants to have sex with himself because he wants...
Yeah, do you look like him? Do you look
like
how
I like how we're at, how ass is talking to the voicemail as if it's gonna answer.
Yeah.
Does he look like you? Hello.
You just gotta deal with it. I mean, gay guys are constantly dating guys who look like them, constantly dating guys who look like, you know, they could be their brothers, whatever. It's whatever.
I dated this guy.
I guess if you
like
do kind
me.
Of look like him, then that could be a tacit kind of confession that he wants to fuck you, but I don't know. Let's
I
get to the next
that
call.
Guy, Jacques, the guy that looked like you.
You dated a guy that looked
well,
exactly
guess what, y'all,
like
guess what, y'all? Guess what, y'all?
It was he really looks, disturbing.
Look, we both were just like kind of fat and both had rough facial hair.
No. You looked exactly alike.
You very similar. You did look very, very
you both
similar.
Had bovine eyes, the same facial pattern.
He looks so...
You both had those big cow eyes.
I don't care what I don't care what we say about him. I don't care if y'all say that I look like him.
I'm not saying anything bad about him. I'm
no,
just
but
saying you
I'm
guys
saying
literally
something
look
bad
exactly
about
alike.
Him now, and it's that he has gotten. Oh, we'll it's go that off. he's gone.
It's a free episode.
Whatever. It's gonna be fine. He got so busted.
He's
he got
dead.
So busted, and he
yes,
and
he died.
He's I killed him.
Just
he's dead.
He broke up with me over text message while I was in the hospital getting oxygen.
Yeah, and then he stole his Xbox.
Let's get to the next call.
Then
he also got a new girlfriend, his coworker, in the time hospital and started dating her. And now he's moved on to looking more busted, and he has I saw a screenshot and I said, well, I know who won, and it was me.
Period.
It would be weird it'd be so weird if you dated someone who looked exactly like you and then after years they get uglier and uglier, because then you're like, oh, I'm like the best version of this body.
Yeah,
you know, it would be kind
of
gratifying.
I'm on the edge of glory.
It'd suck to be him.
It would be amazing.
Yeah. Period. Let's get to
that's
the next call
about.
Oh, okay. God.
Hi, I'm a you know, non-binary BPD dab addict. So of course, huge fan, Jacques Gonslin. I was just wondering, you know, a lot of podcasts I listen to, they have like an annoying name for their listeners. And what yours guys would be. Second, I noticed Kara Cunningham of We Certainly Alone fame comments on a lot of Jacques' posts. Get her on the pod for the love of God. Oh my God, I love her. Okay.
I'll tell you about that. Yeah, keep an eye out. Just mailed Kara a microphone so that she could record with us soon. And Kara is a good friend now, and also she's one of the sweetest people on earth. And I also want to say I support you, listener, for being a big pussy dick dab addict or whatever BPD stands. And I really appreciate, you know what I mean, my
big personality disorder.
Brilliant personality disorder.
Brilliant person disorder.
If you're out there listening to this, brilliant
best person disorder.
Best person. That's it. That's
okay. Everyone's just fucking jealous of you, and they're jealous of me for being the best people, having best people disorder.
About a bouncy penis, dinky, dab addict. I just want to say I support you. Big personality.
Shout out.
They call it
family.
Big personality disorder.
So the name for our listeners are seekers. I am coining that term.
No,
I'm calling them seekers.
Hessa, can we vote?
You're just mad because I coined it, bitch. Get over it.
What about derangers?
Derangers is good.
I like the deranged a lot.
Like the Power Rangers.
Good.
I think seekers.
Seekers.
Is
that
sounds
that
should be. Well, Josh, yeah, well, yeah, I was about to say, because
Seekers sounds just like Chasers. Why would we go one lower?
Well, I feel like that makes it work even more.
Yeah. No, it's cool that it's like Chasers.
Yeah, it's cool that it's like Chasers. Because then we're
okay. Also, I want to say how many people who listen to this podcast you think are trans and how many you think are Chasers? Is it like 50-50?
I'm going to say about, I don't think there's that many Chasers. I'm going to say
there's a lot of straight guys calling in on the, well, but maybe we get more calls from straight. It's confirmation bias because we get more calls from straight guys because they have more questions.
Mm.
We think that more of our audience is straight guys than it is.
Honestly, Hassa, I think you're right.
By curiosity,
kill the
cat.
This is my This is my breakdown on the listenership. I'm going to say it's about 30% trans women. It's about 15% trans men. There's about 10% non-binary. The other,
that's like 45%.
So
I think the non-binary.
Then the other big part is gay and straight. So like 20 gay, 20 straight.
100.
The other numbers I said. I'm
going to say that we 100% of our listeners are mentally ill.
And 110%. We have 110% listeners, actually.
Also, our
you have those numbers up.
Because we're counting
our
other
listeners
genders.
Our listeners are 100% beautiful, perfect, and special.
All right, let's stop pandering.
Hey,
they're not that special.
Oh
kidding.
My god, I can literally
I'm kidding.
Feel the people.
We love you guys.
You do that. Stop.
This is
yeah.
All
right,
one,
bitch.
Ben.
Let's not do
Please,
the long one, guys.
Long
I'm telling
one.
You right now. You keep it. Keep it.
I've
to,
always wanted to do the long one.
Keep it to shut up. Let me talk. Keep it to under a minute, yes, please. Sir. Or a minute 15, a minute 30. If it's really crazy, text it maybe. But 2 minutes
yes,
is
sir.
Nuts, y'all.
I understand, sir.
This one. All right, ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Hi, days and days. Madison from Seattle calling in. She, her pronoun.
Hello.
You've asked for that.
Hello,
I have just recently, this question's for Jock. I've just recently started dating a wonderful,
oh,
beautiful
gosh.
BPD girly. She's also trans. She has said that I am, quote, the most mentally healthy person that she's ever dated, which is a play for me. I'm just wondering in earnest if you have any tips for someone who is dating someone with BPD. Mm-hmm. Like, what mm-hmm. would you recommend? What are some helpful things for someone with BPD? How do I be a supportive girlfriend in this scenario? Thanks so much. Love
you
all.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
I want to comment before I even begin to answer this question. The translation for what this girl was saying on the voicemail, it says hiking days instead of high gaze, which is
high gaze and days.
There's a this transcription.
It got me laughing, but thank you for thanks for thinking of me. Clearly, I am the borderline personality disorder spokesperson. What's so funny about that?
No one ever thinks about me. It's the most beepy day. Wait, I'm just spot. No one ever thinks about me. I needed someone to think
it's
about
fine.
Me.
It's
sorry
fine.
That I'm flattered that someone went with.
No, it's cute.
Okay.
It's cute. I like. I think
okay,
it's really.
Okay, okay. I'm not even making a joke, so, but y'all can laugh. But.
Yeah, yeah.
Naturally,
answer.
Borderline personality disorder people naturally they're predisposed
predilection.
Yeah, predilection. They're naturally predisposed to feeling like they're going to be abandoned or left behind. There's a fear of abandonment that is associated with people with borderline, and I think that if you could be conscious that borderline people are afraid of being abandoned or left behind, and you can just incorporate that into your actions, just maybe just like if you are going to go do something with a group of friends, think maybe, hey, maybe I should invite that girl because I'm dating her, but also because I don't want to let her feel abandoned. Is that too serious of an
that's
answer?
Advice.
Yeah, I
no,
think I mean
perfect.
I think that's
but,
genuine
but
advice.
Also,
I would say as someone who's dated multiple men with BPD and have a lot of people with BPD in my life, I would say don't. But I would say run away. No offense to her. I'm sure she's an amazing woman, but it depends how severe the BPD is. A lot of times if it's a very severe case, it can get really like abusive on their ends. You know, they sometimes do ask for way too much. It can become a kind of hostage style relationship, and that's very unfair to yourself, especially if you're more of an empathetic person. You can really be taken advantage of by people. Not saying that this is at all what's happening in your relationship, but just internally, it's probably pretty smart to make sure you're not, you know, getting run dry because someone needs because someone needs a lot of emotional attention and
give her dabs,
so forth. Yeah, drug her up.
Give her mashed potatoes.
Maybe put some Klonopin in her salads or whatever.
Have you bought her jewelry or a Telfar recently? I mean, there's just very easy steps to making your partner
so basically
happy.
Basically, the advice is you can never leave her alone. You have to buy her expensive items of clothing or, you know, accessories,
perfume,
and
myrrh.
She's always right. Perfume,
incense, frankincense, pretty much myrrh. Anything that the three wise guys, I mean the three kings, would have given.
No, it's
the three wise guys. Hey, so this is the baby, huh? This is Jesus.
The microphone. I was being so serious.
Forget about it.
My head was like, oh yeah, the three wise guys. You know, they gave Jesus those presents.
Yeah, I've been, look at this tyke over here.
I've been listening to
what a cutie.
I keep listening to Wise Guy, the song by Joe Pesci, over and over again, and it's
nice.
It's really fun.
Nice.
Why are you listening to Wise Guy?
If y'all are unfamiliar, this is Joe Pesci's short-lived one. I believe it's only one song where he is rapping.
He's rapping in character as Vinny from My Cousin.
Yeah,
Vinny,
it's so fucking crazy. But yo,
we can ask Max to put in a snippet.
Please, Max, just play the whole song.
Edit out that doll's name and put this song in.
Max would never let me do this, but I would love to send the last song to be the credit.
You can. I send him song requests all the time. He includes them.
Yeah, what the hell? I literally sent
them. Maybe he doesn't.
Yeah,
do it for
I was about
you
to say.
There's so maybe some issues that you've caused there.
I'll say one really quick sentence. We've had some issues, and he hit me with his car, but I'm not gonna I'm not gonna sue him yet.
See, this is what you could be looking forward to, listener, if you stay in this relationship. Allegations like that. You've hit someone with their hitter with your car, etc., etc.
All right, guys, we have a really good one right here.
Lay it on me, you thick, saucy trans.
Hey, ladies.
Hello.
A1 listener, big fan of the pod. My name is Nina, and my question is, so recently, okay, not that recently, I had to go to the ward and the detox and it was fucking jail, but like, okay. There's nothing on the bookshelf except for like sports photography books. However, I did find the 9/11 commission. So I read all of that and I thought to myself, like, this just doesn't add up. Like, it was not adding up. So I was wondering what your guys' opinion on what happened that fateful day of September 11th, 2001 was. Yeah. Also, sorry, I'm at work right now. The customer just scared me. Jock, what's your favorite place to eat in the Twin Cities?
All
right,
love y'all. Bye.
Aww,
this caller was that previous caller's girlfriend.
This is my favorite. This is my favorite. I'm sorry. This is my favorite call we've ever gotten.
The 9/11 commission. What's some of the funny stuff going on there? I mean, it's very fishy. I don't buy the narrative.
One.
I don't buy the narrative for a second.
Why don't you?
The Bush administration definitely knew it was going to happen. They let it happen. So they could have a pretext to invade the Middle East for oil. Jock Knight, now it's your turn.
Okay, sorry. I thought you were saying you don't believe that she went to jail. I wanted to start with, first of all.
No, I definitely believe that she went to jail.
I want to know, Nina, I support you in your journey of going to jail and also getting to jail.
Yeah, well,
I think it was the psych ward and she said it was like jail.
It was fucking jail. Oh wait, I had to go to the. Okay, yeah, I went back right. Okay. Okay. First of all,
it's so crazy for them to leave the 9/11 commission just laying around a psych ward.
What is that? I don't even know
what
that is.
Trying to make people.
That's
are they
specific?
They're trying to make people crazier.
What does that mean?
A specific patient definitely brought that and left.
Jack, true.
After 9/11 happened, they like appointed a special congressional committee to create a report like saying what happened and the events of the day.
Okay.
Like for public record.
I mean, I kind of understand like where she's going with this. Like she read that and she's saying that, you know, there's different theories about 9/11 and
it's just hours and hours of time.
I don't know what to believe, but
Bush's schedule.
I just want to say I feel very sorry for her. Not because of the detox.
She
the
seems like she's doing good.
No, I just feel bad for her that she got stuck reading the 9/11 commission instead of being lucky like me finding the Bridget Jones diary at the top of book thing in jail. I read that book twice. It was already my favorite movie before when I went into jail, and then I felt like I was lost at a time in my life where I didn't know where I was going and I had no direction, and everything was falling apart around me, and I read Bridget Jones' diary.
You read a book about a woman who...
It's in the same position.
Two men want to fuck for no reason, and
she's also kind of
chubby and like awkward. And,
it's called Fat Pride and Prejudice. And then second, I think that.
What's your theory on 9/11? Do you think 9/11 was? Walk me through what
you think
it happened. Walk me through what you think happened that day.
Do you think really happened, Jock?
Okay, do I think it really happened? Yes, of course I think it really happened.
All right, it did happen.
Let me point. Probably if I'm gonna say that if I had to theorize, it was a CIA backed operation that the or like an American intelligence agency provided weapons to terrorists and like could, you know, I think that it was a precursor for us to be able to start the Iraq war and have a reason and also have this precursor for us to search out oil. It gave us this like
so you agree here.
It was like okay, it's like make an enemy. First, this is what America does. You make an enemy, you create a quote unquote terrorist, you point out a different country that has a different ethnicity genuinely from what America is, the different religion, and you identify them as being a problem, and then you make them the culprit behind a major disaster.
Now, playbook.
Now, also,
you're spitting some real facts right now, John.
Now, I'm gonna say also the huge thing that you need to think about when you think about 9/11 that people are completely
all right.
Two things. First of all, 9/11 is happening. Imagine, like,
it's happening.
It's happening every day. It's happening right now.
Well, no, just put yourself in the shoes of someone who is a tourist in 2001 in New York who doesn't know what's happening, and they see smoke in the background, and they are posing a picture because they think it is a picture of a building of a fire. Then the second plane crashes, and suddenly the reality sets in that there is an active tragedy. You don't. I mean, I personally, if this is terrorism, I would think there's something has gone terribly wrong with planes, Boeing, whatever the engines, yada yada yada.
Okay.
You know, like, I wouldn't think immediately, someone crashed this. Because, I mean, people crashed the plane.
Well, the second plane would kind of validate the theory that it was.
But I just, the level of fear that would cause, and then to have to rationalize that the people responsible for that act were somehow related to our government and are in charge of our
protection. People don't want to believe that our
it's
leaders
very scary
would
but it's true
allow that to happen. Sure, yeah,
it's very Darth Vader in the Republic.
It's very Darth Vader vibes.
Darth
Vader. For sure. And the
and
the whole Republic thing as well.
And I'm sorry if I'm going off very long, but I will say my last comment is Building 7.
Building 7, what about that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, period. look. There, a controlled demolition happens the same day, almost around the same few hours or so of this thing. It is an FBI or some kind of government intelligence building. Yeah, what yeah. information was in the there SEC that they had to?
It, well, I think it was the SEC.
There are so many things that
regardless,
that
whoever the hell 9/11 was in there
could have been a cover up for whatever was going on in Building 7.
And what did Seth MacFarlane know? He didn't get that plane.
He didn't get on that plane.
Thank God, y'all.
He did not get on that. It could have been even worse, y'all.
We would have lost Peter. I thank God.
If Seth MacFarlane had lied, Jock would have totally been pro invasion.
I would have been devastated.
Roger?
No American.
No more Roger.
Me and Hessa were literally talking last night, being like, "I love Family Guy. I love Family. I love American Dad. Yeah, I love American Dad.
Yeah,
that was literally
American
our conversation.
Dad is so good.
We were like talking about. We were both watching American Dad." Different episodes at the same time while talking to each other, and that's how we're sisters. But I would have been devastated. Every time I see Family Guy or American Dad, I say thank God you weren't taken from us too early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and Jack, recommendations for places to eat in the Twin Cities.
So, hey listeners, so my restaurant recommendation, the ultimate restaurant recommendation I have for the St. Paul, Minnesota area, directly next door to the Liberal Arts University is a place called Sheesh. It's like a Lebanese restaurant. Rest in peace, my beautiful ex-boyfriend, Dustin, who I miss every day, worked there, and they have amazing... I used to go there and eat all the time. I mean, it's like literally one of my favorite places in the world.
Sounds
I haven't been
great.
To, but look, they have. What do you call that garlic Lebanese sauce? It's like a garlic sauce that.
I just know it as like
maybe it's
garlic
Tulum,
sauce.
Tulum or something.
Tulum
maybe?
Is a city in Mexico.
No, okay, whatever. Well, anyway, they have this garlic.
There is something
sauce
like that. There's
fries.
Something that starts with T. I know there is.
Yeah.
It does really, kind of sound like Tulum, really... I believe. But yeah, it's just garlic. It's known as garlic sauce. It's just white garlic sauce.
It's so delicious. It's like heavenly there. I've never been able to find a place that makes it as good as there. And they just have really good fresh ingredients. I also recommend the Blue Plate Burger chain, which has Juicy Lucy's, which are the famous burgers that are stuffed with cheese. In the inside of the meat patty.
Oh,
cool. You guys, let's do one more call and then maybe wrap it up. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I was going to recommend one last place.
Go ahead. Last place.
I quit from this place, but I could not deny that the food was amazing. The Cheeky Monkey Deli. It's a British-themed deli in St. Paul. I used to work there. Cheeky Monkey Deli. Incredible sandwiches. I wonder if it still exists.
Okay.
Tomb. It's T-O-U-M. That's the sauce. I knew there was. I knew it was close. Tomb. I don't know if that's how you say it, but it's T-O-U-M. Anyways, let's do one more call and wrap it up.
All right. This is a juicy one.
Amazing.
Hi, y'all. I got a question for everybody, but kind of maybe shock focus. So I'm bi, and I have a partner that's bi, and we fuck other people together on our own. All kinds of combinations, but she really wants to watch me fuck a guy, and most of the guys that I have sex with are gay and have no desire to be around women or like be in any kind of sexual contact with women. So I was wondering if Jacques had any advice on like how to find maybe bi guys that would like want to watch or want to be around with my partner. While they get fucked, I kind of like twinks and twonks and androgynies, and those guys think these days, although, who knows, like it's becoming more and more popular for the straights to look that way too, for the wise, whatever. And then Ben, I'm curious, you know, would you ever have sex with a guy and it's looking around, like not necessarily involved? And Tessa, have you seen anything on Snippy that might be able to help me? Yeah, love you guys. Love the podcast. Hopefully,
thanks for calling.
Thanks.
So, Jock, how does he find?
Let me check on Snifties.
First of all, these are like the best.
How does he find a bi guy that will let him have sex with his girl and him?
It is so.
No, a bi guy that wants to
watch?
Oh, that wants to let
the girl that the girl that watches him have sex with the guy. Which, I'm sorry, are you, you're a misogynist. You want to make your girlfriend watch you have sex with another
no,
guy?
No, it sounds like the girlfriend wants that.
Oh, yeah, the girlfriend wants. If the girlfriend didn't want that, I feel like that is so rude.
Oh my god, Manhattan.
Well, first of all, my first question logistically is, do y'all have a cuck closet that could accommodate this arrangement?
Yeah, maybe you could do a cuck closet.
You know, one of those
closets. Yeah, or at least a chair.
Has the blinds and, like, you know, that those
well,
kind
I think
of doors
you gotta let the other
that
person
have...
know though. It's not fair.
Yeah.
You know.
Let the gay guy know that the woman will be watching.
Well, yeah, no, I'm just saying. But the, like some gay like guy, I'm just
yeah. I mean, I put her behind a curtain. You could, they, you know, she could
the
watch
the
air
knows,
vent.
I'm just saying the gay guy knows
she's out of sight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like the, I think the gay guy gets uncomfortable seeing the vagina.
Okay,
coming
yeah, yeah,
I don't
yeah,
think
yeah,
I don't think gay men mind women being out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind. Literally. Maybe this guy could help you. Flooding out ex-roommate, pouring my ex-roommate's hole. They will be blindfolded and ass up, lubed up. Last time I had 13 dicks. Let's beat that. I want him to take as many cocks as possible.
Ex-roommate
use.
Is crazy.
Or raw. Okay. We'll
can
be
we have a whole episode breaking down cum dump culture? Like the,
I think we've had a lot.
We've had, that's been a lot of them. But yeah,
I
want to
hear it from a, I want to hear it from a scientist. Scientist lens.
We'll try to find a cum dumb scientist.
I will choose all dicks I want for him. Do not join.
Oh my god,
if you're not coming.
Oh my god,
on prep
it
and
is
prep.
So. It is so insane that like gig. Do you even do you need to include ex roommate in that description? That's so fucking funny. Ex roommate is fucking insane. Just why does it? And also, why is your relationship with your ex roommate so fraught that you need to control the 13 penises which will go inside of him? What
yeah,
happened in that apartment? That this is the relationship you have with a former roommate.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! So many songs. So many songs are.
Mask sub bottom looking for dom tops breeders the fucking wrong hotel room.
Good God.
I want to say that this current discussion is bringing two songs to my head to the forefront. The Scientist by Coldplay and The Old Apartment by Bare Naked Ladies. No, I've been thinking about the song all week.
That makes sense.
I've been listening to it a lot. But also, okay. I feel like that's the perfect kind of song to attract a guy that if
they're
you play
both
kind of
bi,
loud
they're
kind of
bi, maybe.
No,
wait, I have to read the rest of this. There's some good stuff in this description.
All right, then let's answer this
guy.
Okay,
but I want to help.
Okay, well, I'll just read the funniest part. It says Asians, double plus, with the heart eyes emoji.
No, so this is your profile?
No.
Yeah.
You don't have to. Hesa, someone seems like Hesa, the call's have... coming from inside the house.
No.
Yeah. I can't even say out loud what Hesa told me.
So, okay. Well, this guy, look, where can you find bi guys that will let you fuck them while your girlfriend is. I would just say, just hide her. You don't need to tell the gay guy. It's fine. If she's hidden. They're not going to really care. Maybe if it's,
get the woman to dress
been
up
an
as
issue,
a guy. It's simple, easy.
Maybe if it's been an issue for a really long time, you could kind of, maybe she could watch from a separate room. You can set up some cameras and film you guys having sex and kind of beam it to her with a VR headset on.
And if the guy discovers her in the closet, you
just
have
pretend
to
you
it.
Don't know her. To pretend
yeah,
be
you
like, oh, who the fuck
thing.
Are you?
Like, what the fuck?
Get the hell out of my house, bitch!
And just to
call the cops, please.
Seeking derangements does not condone anything happening without permission. Of women.
Are
watching
you afraid?
Gay
are you
men
afraid that
sex?
We're gonna get sued by a gay guy?
because
let me, if we got sued by a gay guy who was like this podcast encouraged a woman to hide in an air vent while I fucked her boyfriend, and I'm now the emotional turmoil of that is in the millions, and I'm suing these people for saying it was okay. Is that what you're worried about?
I'm worried about everything all the time. Okay. So yes. Okay. Then let me answer this for a second. So gentleman, I think that there is just, what city do you think this person lives in? If you can
Pacific Northwest.
Tulsa. Okay.
Pacific Northwest, Oregon, Seattle, Portland. It's a very Portland question. No offense.
If that's true, then you shouldn't be having a problem, and maybe you should adjust your hygiene if you're having trouble finding someone to be a third in this situation. If you live in the Portland area and you're having trouble finding a bisexual, you should maybe clean your hole a little bit better.
Step one.
Or maybe your wife should clean up a little bit. I think, have you considered that maybe your girlfriend isn't, I don't know.
We love women here. Women are never in the wrong.
Honestly, Jock, I think you're right. I think you should be meaner to this couple. Because you call them dirty more.
I'm not trying. Okay, I actually really like this couple.
Clean up your bitch.
I'm just trying to. I'm like, yo, pussy might stink. Yo, pussy might stink.
Why your bitch's ass, dude?
Maybe your girlfriend's pussy stinks. Maybe that's why gay guys don't want to fuck you, bitch.
Gay guys don't like women who are covered in poop head to toe. Have you thought about that, sir?
Wipe your bitch's ass?
the idea of a like bisexual couple inviting a gay guy over to be like, hey, can we cut over?
Of course. I mean, honestly, you're onto something, because gay guys are gonna be like, oh my, ew, she smells.
Ew.
Why is she coming in shit?
Why
are you wiping your bitch's ass?
Oh my god, did you guys just order a ton of to-go sushi and eat it really quickly before I got here?
Okay.
Can I read something from this?
Oh god.
We're just kidding.
No.
Also, Sniffies. We're just kidding.
No, we're not. I think Jack
I'm
is onto
kidding.
Something.
I'm not kidding. I'm being dead.
I think this woman might be covered in Dookie. I love this person so much.
He's one of my favorite listeners that's ever called in. But I'm just giving them an idea of what could be causing the gay men to revolt from your woman. I mean, to give this guy a serious answer here,
it's going to be very hard to find. I would say a gay guy who, it seems like you're, what's implied is that you're topping this guy. So you've got to find a bottom.
I think the other guy is topping him.
Okay, regardless, most gay men top and bottom.
He's asking for a bi man.
Have y'all tried just standing naked in the alleyway for a few hours and see what happens?
So I think it's just going to be pretty hard to find a gay guy here who's going to agree to it. You have to only go with, I would say, don't waste your time, only go with bi guys. And how do you find a
bi? I'll do it.
Jacques will do it.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care how she smells. I'll probably be more into it.
I don't. Oh my God.
Damn, sorry. Ben, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's okay. It's fine. She definitely does smell. We can agree on that, actually.
She smells good.
Also, in this Sniffies thing, it says update 2D bottom confirmed. So it's like a 2D character, like a cartoon maybe. Maybe like Peter Griffin.
2D bottom confirmed?
I think they meant like second bottom, but it's a 2D bottom.
No, that's two dicks. He's getting double penetrated. It means it's a bottom that can handle two dicks. 2D bottom. Well, Jock's mic is crapping out. Let's just end it while he's leaving. Guys, thanks for listening. You can find a bonus episode. Jock, stop talking if you are. I'm not trying to be a bitch, but just want to make sure we end the recording all right. You can find a bonus episode of Seeking Derangements on patreon.com/seekingderangements, and you can call us with any questions or comments or anything like you heard today, and I'll put the number in the episode description. And Jock has a live show that he's doing with frequent guest Jilly. And there's some special announcements coming with that. It's called Show Pig in LA. It's at the Lodge Room in LA. We'll include links to buy tickets in the description, and everything else you'll need to know you can find there. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Can I say one last thing?
Yeah, go ahead. Wait. Go ahead. You're back.
Well,
you're back.
I just wanted to say that Show Pig is April 4th at 7 p.m. Lodge Room in Los Angeles, featuring the beautiful and fabulous and talented people April and Grace of Girl God. And we've also got Will Miniker, Felix B. Darman, and Amber Lee Frost of Chapo Trap House, as well as the fabulous, wonderful, talented, stylist, fashion model, deluxe professor, Jilly. And we are going to be delivering you the best thing that you've ever seen in your life. It is a. Yay. It is where, Babe Pig in the Big City 2 meets Showgirls.
It's
basically.
Amazing.
Is what I. But it's a lot more than just that. And actually, I just finished an edit on my script last night, and I fully wrote a script for this. So,
wow.
Y'all wake up.
All right, guys. Get tickets.
Fuck y'all.
All right, we'll see you next
week.
Love
y'all. Bye.
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 Bye.